don't know why I'm whispering. We've been talking about it for months now. At 600 hours, a new era begins. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Online, on mobile, and on digital radio.
Where real music matters.
This is Absolute Radio.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Emma Jones. Good morning. The next stage of the Grenfell Tower inquiry later will look at how the fire started and how it spread. New details could be revealed. Staying cool and cloudy in the east. The best of the sunshine in the west, where there may be isolated thundery showers this afternoon. Highs of 16 Celsius in Edinburgh and 23 in Cardiff. You're up to date. It's 6.02.
Conventional attitudes. Majority opinion. Jaguar, the art of performance.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix. At Wix, 15 mil by 3 metre copper pipe is only £5.71 a length when you use your Trade Pro discount. Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro.
Good morning, it is Monday the 4th of June 2018. Just gone 6am and it is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio.
It's there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Matt Dyson and some others, but I don't have a piece of paper with their names written down.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. And it's also new and shiny and scary and intimidating.
It's dawning of a new era.
How did you find getting to sleep last night, Matt Dyson?
Oh, it was tough. It was quite warm, wasn't it? So it was. I didn't really have a great time. Didn't sleep very well. Didn't expect to sleep very well, to be honest.
And of course, naughty, naughty boy, slap on the wrist for you. You stayed up very late for a man who is debuting a brand new breakfast show.
It's Handmaid's Tale on the Sunday night, isn't it?
Gets you every time.
Yeah, second series of that is better than ever. And annoyingly, it goes on past 10 o'clock. There's a little 10-minute it's extra, like, messing with my head, taking away 10 minutes of sleep time.
Do you know what it's I do what you can do these days, which is record it and watch it the next day.
That's a good idea. Did you patent that, Emma? That's a very... We should write that down. It's a nice idea.
Well, no, what I'll do now is I'll just tweet spoilers to Emma first thing on a Monday morning. Great plan.
Okay, so Matt went to bed at 10 minutes past 10. Whoa, that's dangerous work there. Dangerous work. So, as you can see, it is all new. I'm a little bit new here. Matt, you're back. You're returning.
Yeah.
And judging by the look on your face when you arrived this morning around 5:30, you are thrilled.
I love this time of the morning. I thrive on the journey in. The taxi driver with his nasal problems. It's just lovely. Life is great at this time of the morning. And long may it continue.
We booked him specifically for you, though, Matt. You said you wanted the guy with the nasal problems.
Still got his issues.
As you've heard, Emma's here. Emma, great to see you.
Morning. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you very much indeed. One of the big things in your life, of course, you got married recently.
I did.
So congratulations.
Congratulations to you too.
Well, thank you. I got married as well. We didn't get married to each other. earlier on, if we had. I saw some of the pictures on Twitter. You look beautiful. It looked like a lovely day.
Thank you very much. It was amazing. Yeah, it really was. It's such a cliche, but it is the best day of your life, I think.
Well, I was going to say, people said to me it's the best day of your life, and I thought, no way. I was at Charlton Sunderland in the playoff final in 1998, so I doubt that's going to happen.
Fair enough.
But it is. It's really special, isn't it?
It was amazing, and the real miracle was we got married in Wales, and it was sunny.
Oh, bravo to Wales.
Yeah. I wasn't even there and it was the best day of my life.
So. Was it like the royal wedding? Were you doing social commentary on Twitter, Glenn, as we went along? Glenn, great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Last time we worked together, you were playing the role of Santa Claus, which was...
Oh, do you remember that? God, yes, what? I do, yeah. Wow.
That's how ahead of the curve we are here. We're doing our Christmas chat in June.
When you did the Westfield thing, was it? When you did your grotto at Westfield, is that right?
It's similar. It was Sean Paul who I was interviewing... As Santa. What a surreal turn of events.
It was so surreal. I'm looking forward to more of that, but we've left Sean Paul here on the Breakfast Show, Glenn. Producer Claire's here, the super talent that is Producer Claire. It's great to be working with you at last, Claire. Yeah. Hello, hello. Yeah. And Producer Dave, this is like our millionth radio show together, and it's so lovely working with you each and every time.
It's just as magical as it was 10 years ago.
It really is. Obviously, Pete Donaldson is doing our old show, The Home Time Show.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got Producer Dave all to ourselves now, Matt, because I'm paraphrasing here, but Pete said, don't let that guy anywhere near me. So there we go. That's the team. It's lovely having you on board. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Good morning, one and all. Thank you so much for the messages that you're sending. Well, some of them. You can continue to do so at 8:12:15, or of course you can tweet us at Absolute Radio. Morning, Dave, Matt, Emma, Glenn. Woohoo! Exciting stuff. It's going to be fab in the mornings, and that's from Jackie B, who claims to be a long-time listener, even though I've only been on air for 17 minutes. Thank you very much indeed, Jackie B. So getting back into the swing of the hours, I've panic-bought my breakfast. And I've bought a five-a-day platter, which contains tomatoes, cucumber, carrots, pineapple and melon.
Wow.
That is the saddest breakfast I've ever
Isn't it, Glenn? I've let myself down. I panic bought it. As I say, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. What do you have in the mornings, Glenn?
Well, what I do is I longingly look, because we're in the most central part of London you could ever get. Sometimes I look at Deliveroo, and you can get anything where we are. Where I live, there's nothing on Deliveroo. You can get, like, some McDonald's chips, and that's it. I won't even send you a burger.
So this is your time to have things delivered when you're at work?
Yeah.
Does it get smelly in that studio over there?
Yep, big
okay.
time.
Emma, what do you have?
I have a bowl of porridge every day.
Which you bring in from home?
Yeah.
Because there's no cafeteria canteen area here, is there?
No.
When I was on home time, I hadn't even concerned myself with, but now I'm looking at my chopped up cucumber, I'm thinking, Matt, what about you? What did you used to do?
When we did this before, years ago, we used to get omelets delivered from a hotel.
That's how Matt and I used to roll. Very much the Puff Daddy of radio.
These little plastic cartons with hot cheesy omelets, and they would sort of melt the plastic.
Who made them?
Trafalgar Square.
These guys were living in.
I know. But they began to get quite sweaty when they were held within the tinfoil bag for a while.
Just have an egg every day for years.
Did it get quite smelly in your studio?
This is a very smelly breakfast show. We've established that. That's great.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes. At Wickes, Class B red engineering bricks are just 36 pence each when you use your Trade Pro discount. Always cheaper with Wickes Trade Pro.
I'm here every weekday from 4 with a sort of wonderful music that you'd expect from us here at Absolute Radio. I'll also be giving away tickets as part of 10 weeks of tickets and generally keeping you company at the end of your workday. Right, still got a bit of time to fill here and, yeah, nothing else on this paper. So, the word filibuster is defined as a political procedure where one or more members of Parliament or Congress debate over a proposed piece of legislation to delay or entirely prevent a decision being made on the proposal. This form of political obstruction dates back to ancient Roman times and is sometimes known as political stonewalling. Right, that should have done it.
Pete Donaldson.
With Tesco Mobile, every little helps.
McDonald's are holding free community football days.
Absolute Radio Travel.
Hi, I'm Eloise. Starting off in Northamptonshire in Old Stratford on the A5. Southbound is closed due to a sinkhole. And that's from the new Warrington Road to Griffith Road.
The Dave Berry
Breakfast
Show. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, 6:26 is the time on your Monday. It's all new, it's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Well, right now, well, as part of the promotion for this new show, we made a wee little video, and it has been some time in the making, because we actually started putting this together back in September of 2017 for us to launch the Home Time Show.
Oh, yeah.
But we kind of decided to hold on to it because we realised quite quickly that we were just going to be holding on the Home Time Show for a few months. And now we're here and the video is out. And, well, we lined up some big star names. Mel Gedroych is on it.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to say that Mel is bordering on national treasure status.
She's already there.
So to get her in our little promotional video was amazing. Guy Garvey's on it.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Widdicombe, the one and only, our very own Jason Manford, Ross Noble, Greg Davies, who's one of my favourite people in the world. They're all on it. Their bits, as I say, we started filming back in September, October of last year. My bits, we shot just outside the front door in literally 10 minutes time. It took 10 minutes to do. The opening shot of the video, Glenn, have you seen the video?
I have, yeah, of course I have.
Glenn, while we're on this subject, because you can see the video on our Twitter feed or on Facebook, Glenn, you don't follow me on Twitter.
Oh, why not? This is awkward. No, 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 hang on, listen, I don't want to be that guy, and it's fine, we're all adults, it's not an issue.
Liam Gallagher said, you know, he doesn't want to get into all that, who's following me, who's following me, I'm not a private detective and all that, and I get it, but you don't follow me.
I don't follow you. Dave, you follow more than 5,000 people. Your Twitter feed must be an absolute mess.
What? It's important to follow back your fans, Glenn.
All right, fine, there you go.
It's followed.
Enjoy your notification.
Well, that went well. That went better than I planned in my head last night when I was going to tweet us all. Anyway, you can see the video for yourself on our Twitter feed. It's a kind of, it's a charity appeal video, effectively. And we were really pleased with it. And as I say, we shot our bits in like 10 minutes. Outside, the opening scene involves a guy who is vaping. He's actually vaping, but it does look like he's relieving himself in an alleyway.
I wonder what he was up to, yeah.
So that's kind of like the biggest comment we have under the video. It's like, wow, amazing, you got Mel involved and Guy Garvey and Josh. This is what a great video. It's like, is that guy relieving himself in an alleyway, Dave? And also, my little sister, bless her, she said, we really love the video. Don't pay any attention to the comments underneath. Thanks, sis. It's a Monday morning. It's the Daybury Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio. George Ezra swung by and we are currently embroiled in mail order bribe. George, you're the first repeat guest on this one. You have once again leafed through the Argos catalogue. In the past, Jared Leto bought me a drone, but it was like £300. He went way over budget. Christoph Waltz bought me an ironing board cover. Ed Sheeran got me a mega blasting rotating Nerf gun. And Muse bought me this strange toy car in a ball thing.
Okay.
So what have you gone for?
So I've got his bang on the money, $24.99.
Very good.
And something, it's quite adult, a bit boring. Something that I used to scoff at, actually. I thought, I don't need one of them in my life.
Okay, like a driving license.
Yeah. Which is kind of a blender, like a food processor. It's just a lot of fun as a big kid adult. You can stick a lot of fruit in there.
Yeah.
And drink it.
Can you read the description for me, George?
So you can go, am I allowed to say actual brands?
Yes, you are.
Brilliant. So you could go for a Nutribullet.
Yeah, okay.
Very expensive.
Yes, they are.
And I believe this Cookworks 1.5 litre glass blender will do just the same job.
Yeah.
Plastic housing with glass jug, stainless steel blade, pulse switch control, ice crushing function.
Oh, hello.
See you in my cupboard tonight, Bill.
there will be blood.
Yeah, so on the example here, they've got a grape and banana smoothie.
I absolutely love it. George, as I do the album, Staying at Tomorrow's is still out now and doing very well for itself, and rightfully so. The brand new single, Shotgun, is also out, and what a lovely summer tune that is. And it shows that you were having so much fun writing the album, and that's a lovely thing to have coming out of the speaker, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, man.
And you are going to be going on a huge UK arena tour in November. You can get your tickets and find out more at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. Please give it up for our first ever guest on The Breakfast Show, George Ezra, everyone.
Thank you.
Daybury Breakfast Show with Wix.
Value deckboard 25 by 120 millimeter by 1.8 meter. Was £4, now £3. Offer ends today.
Let's do it right.
It's time to start getting your garden in shape. At Wix, we have a huge range of plants, fruit and
Online, on mobile, and on digital radio. Where real music matters. This is Absolute Radio.
At least 25 people have been killed after a volcano erupted in Guatemala. Many remote areas have been cut off, and the country's president says some regions are in a state of catastrophe. The next day in Cardiff, you're up to date. It's 4 minutes past eight.
Daybury Breakfast Show.
Good morning, it's the Dayberry Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio. I hope that Monday is treating you like a king slash queen. Coming up, we've got music from the Chili Peppers, Liam Gallagher and Kasabian, plus your chance to be in attendance at the Isle of Wight Festival as it celebrates its 50th anniversary. Happy Monday.
The Dayberry Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio.
Breakfast Show, coming from the quite not so all-new presenter, Dave Berry, on Breakfast.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Absolute Radio's 10 weeks of tickets.
Good morning, it's 11 minutes past 8, it's all new, it's the Dayberry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio and it is a charm having you on board. Now, all this week, as part of 10 weeks of tickets, I want to be sending you to the Isle of Wight Festival. This year, it marks its 50th anniversary and I have weekend camping passes for you to see The Killers, Kasabian, The Manix, the one and only Mr. Liam Gallagher, Depeche Mode and many, many more. Now, as you know, the main route over to the festival is across the Solent via ferry. And as luck would have it, Matt has spent the last week workshopping a new character. I'd like to welcome to the show Captain Matt Sparrow.
Army hearties.
Right.
Welcome aboard the good ship Breakfast, Able Seaman Berry. We're bound for the Isle of Wight, I hear. Excellent live music this way comes later this very month.
This way comes.
That's what they say on the seas.
It is one of my favourite things to see you do a character. It really is. And, well, of course, as we all know, the harmonica is synonymous with sea travel.
Aye.
Well, it's actually the accordion, but we know that you didn't have time quite to learn the accordion.
No, I had to get this on Amazon Prime last minute.
Matt came in this morning at 5:30 a.m. and he was proudly polishing his harmonica and he is ready to go. So this is what we're going to do. We picked a popular little ditty. Captain Matt Sparrow is going to recreate said ditty on his harmonica, and you have to guess what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to get you a little bit of reverb on here, just to give it a full effect.
The old harmonica.
Right, here we go. Here Good we luck. Go. What is this?
I'm not sure about that last note. Give me another one. Let me give you another one.
No,
here.
No, have another go at it. That last note was slightly off again, wasn't it? Third time's a charm?
I learned it on YouTube, that, on the...
Where are you
the
from now?
Computer.
Your bird's slightly off the deck, there, Captain.
I did, I know. Okay, I learned it on YouTube.
The harmonica playing Farmer, him. What do we think, Emma? Are we getting close a little bit?
It's the third note that's off.
The third note. So, I don't say this lightly. What the hell was that? I need the name of the artist and the title of the song. So the artist and the title of the song. Give us a little tinkle right now. 0330-123-1215. That's 0330-123-1215. Lines are open for 5 minutes, which is until when, producer Dave?
8:20.
We wish you the best of luck. We're going to pick someone at random. You could be winning weekend camping passes to the Isle of Wight Festival. All the T's and C's and all that stuff's online.
10 weeks of tickets.
Absolute Radio's 10 weeks of tickets.
It's the Dayberry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. We are hurtling towards 20 past 8 on your Monday morning. Now, we did film the whole thing we just did there when we met Captain Matt Sparrow and we were aboard a ferry, and there's still a chance for you to win tickets to be at the Isle of Wight Festival. But we can't put the video out because, Matt Dyson, you forgot to put on your gateway prop.
Yeah, I know. That's why I felt I wasn't fully in the zone, character-wise.
That would explain the last note you put. You had three attempts at it, and it's because you weren't wearing that tiny little Satan's hat.
I say this cap,
and
yeah.
You look
yeah.
adorable.
Which looks familiar to one that was used on another breakfast show about a month ago, recycling props.
I think it's too soon for us to be delving into the previous breakfast show props department. Yeah. Producer Dave says it's absolutely fine. Yeah.
Also, it does look like the Scientology hat, so that's a real lie.
some of the people working on this breakfast show, myself included, Glenn and you, Matt, we're of the rather large, we're large in the cranium department, aren't we?
Right, yeah.
We're a very...
It's like, you never ran this by me.
That's the first time I've had a massive head.
Glenn, you have got a massive head. Oh, I've got a massive head.
Yeah, I've had mine measured. It's huge.
When did you get your head measured?
At the tailors.
Not for that hat, clearly.
At the hat manufacturers. No, on Rock and Roll Football once. It was a very strange afternoon. Right. I don't know what we were doing, but yeah, measured my head.
But it's just sitting atop. So tomorrow when we do this and we give someone a chance to be at the Isle of Wight Festival with the weekend camping passes, etc., you're going to put on the Gateway prop, which will improve your harmonica playing, and then we can film the whole thing, we can put it out there, and people can see with their own eyes just how adorable you're looking at your
Barry. The Berry Breakfast Show with Wix. Blimos.